I think always getting away, regardless if you're good, if you're 6-0 or 0-5 or whatever it might be. In our case, 1-4, it's always good to get away, kind of clear your mind a little bit, then be able to come back and refocus and rededicate yourself to doing the right things and doing things well.
Did you need it mentally or physically?
I think both. I think we needed it for both. Obviously, you know, it's the NFL, so after 5 games, a lot of guys are banged up. Mentally, you know, getting here at 6 a.m. all the time, leaving at 5 or whatever time is real taxing. So it's good to get that weekend, but now we have a long stretch of games here, starting off with Oakland. So it's going to be a tough task for us, but we have to go out and play well, do our job the best we can, and have fun doing it.
Somebody with the source
well
there.
Done.
That's good work.
Yeah,
going back to Cali, too, for you.
Yeah, you know, it's another game. I know a lot of people, I'm from Oakland, so or around Oakland, so that's nice. But talking to my family members over the bye week and over this last couple of days, I'm not going to see them until Sunday, so they told me I need to focus. So, which is good. I mean, I think it's a great thing. So, be with the team and just be waiting until the game, and then I'll see them after the game.
Extra motivation in your home state?
No. Extra motivation to win a game. Nah, I mean, trust me, we've played in the Bay Area before. I think my record's like 1-4 right now, so obviously that doesn't help. I think for us to win a game is big. You know, come off this bye week and come out with a victory.
Last
be the best.
Games, you got the fewest carries other than another back-to-back week a couple years ago,
right.
which is an indication that this team needs to get the running game going if they're going to be successful. How anxious are you to get that? For that to happen, because you can't fall behind by 14.
Right. Well, I think that's the big thing, is not falling behind. I think we had 11 carries in the first half against the Bears, which was right on track what we tried to do. But, you know, when you fall behind, you have to do what you can to try to get back in the game. Obviously, we saw Monday night the opposite happened, where they were still able to run the ball well. Their defense caused a couple turnovers in the second half, and they were able to run the ball. Then everyone's talking about how good Peyton was. They only threw the ball 14 times in the second half, so it shows you they were doing something else. But once again, as long as we can stay within our game plan, not let things get out of control, the word I'm thinking of, it's not execute. It's do our job to the best of our ability, make plays when we were counted on, when our numbers called, and I think we'll be okay.
It's quite a word.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to keep saying the same words over and over again, so I hear execute is the word of the day today. So,
do you feel hamstrung, though, when you're more of a pass protector than a running back? How else can you help the team at this point?
Whatever they asked me to do. So, my job was to block Urlacher. I did the best I could with that. My job was to block a couple other guys. I did the best thing I could with that. You know, and certain, I guess, sometimes the game gets out of control and you have to try to find a way to get back in and most of the time when it's out of control and you're on the back end of it, running the ball is the last thing you're going to do because you're trying to get big chunks of yardage and you still want to keep the clock stopped. So, you know, if it calls for me to run routes or me to be on the sideline, whatever it is for us to get back in, you know, that's what we have to do to try to win a game. So never hamstrung about it. Obviously, you want to be as balanced as possible. I think any game, if you're balanced, you have the best chance of winning. I thought we did a great job against the Bears in the first half. We were balanced. No one was around Blaine. We protected them well. Made some plays, got in the red zone and kind of stalled a little bit. But as long as we can stick with our game plan and be able to do what we do best, we'll be all right.
Maurice, there was some continuity there in that offensive line against Chicago. Mm-hmm. It seemed like they played their best game too. Is there some confidence that maybe carry over now that guys are getting healthy and you can kind of trust that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's some different schemes we went into the game plan with that worked very well for us. And I think if we can continue that on to this week, where I think Oakland's, they're not as much of a finesse pass rusher as the Bears, where they're more physical, they're going to drive through you, bull rush you type guys. So we have a different scheme going in, but at the same time, you know, everybody has to man up and do their job. So, you know, if I'm called to block a safety, I have to block a safety. If I'm called to block a defensive line, I have to block them. And so whatever it may be, we have to do our job, and I think we'll be okay.
What do you make of the Saturday travel versus the Friday travel?
Well, I think if you go on like 6-hour flights, you want to get adjusted to the time and obviously the difference, and you get jet lagged a little bit, so you want to get a chance to get all that lactic acid you built up on the plane kind of out by doing a little workout or something when you get there. So that's why I think when you see these long West, East Coast trips or West Coast trips, teams leave on Friday to give you that extra day to kind of get adjusted.
Is this season at a tipping point, though? 1-4?
No, not really. I mean, when you see teams like, was it the Seahawks a couple years ago that made it to 7-9 and then went to the divisional round? This league is so crazy. You never know what play, what game is going to decide anything. And that's why, you know, I always say every game's important. I remember a couple years ago we lost to a Giants team that we were winning at half. If we'd have won that game, we'd have went to the playoffs. We wouldn't have had to play the Colts for the AFC South Championship game or whatever it might have been. So we just want to continue to work. Obviously, we dug ourselves in the hole, but, you know, we can get out. And it just is going to take one play, one game at a time.
But to get hot, you got to get that first one. Is that what –
I think to get hot for us is just to put a drive together as an offense, go down and score as a defense, a couple stops, turnover, special teams turnover or set up a score, something that keeps the, you know, things going. These last couple games, one way or another, either as an offense we'd break down or vice versa, one of the I guess sides of the ball would break down and then you kind of would snowball from that point of effect. So we just want to continue doing that and hopefully we just keep something going and we can roll with that.
How comfortable do you feel with this staff being here a month or 6 weeks now? Can you go to them and say, hey, this is what I like?
I did that week one. So, this is a job. And so, obviously, you know, everyone has inputs. And Coach Mark is great about that. Is if you see something on tape and you want to go and you know, kind of voice your opinion, he's always willing to open to hear it. And as soon as I got here, I did it. So I guess we're just comfortable from the day we met.
Why do you think it's so tough to play out west for all teams, not just this
year? Well, certain teams is, you go to Seattle, that's a tough place to play. We went up there. It wasn't a good outcome. I mean, it's the furthest northwest place you can go. It's cold. No disrespect to Seattle, but there's not much to do. So everybody comes to the game. I mean, the same with all the West Coast teams. There's not, and don't get me wrong, there's stuff to do in Oakland, but the fans there are, on Sundays, it's either church. It's not church and the game. It's church or the game. You know what I mean? So most of the time people pick the game. And so that's just how it is. So, you know, that's what makes those fans special out there is that, you know, they're diehard. Win, lose, or draw, they're going to yell for their team regardless. And so I think that's what – it's just a long trip. You have, you know, a different type of atmosphere. There's no humidity, different type of heat or different type of cold, whatever you want to call it. And the fans there are crazy. So it's going to be a nice trip, though. But I don't think it's anything that we can't handle. I think we'll be okay.
It's a different type of religion.
Very different type of religion. It's called a Raider Nation. So that's what we're going against. It's going to be nice.